I want you, even though I shouldn't. Despite knowing better, despite the evidence that you've shown you have zero capacity to hold me, yourself, anything more than a one-night fling. You let me, or well, I allow you to let me slip through your fingers with your flimsy excuses to not follow through on the plans you made. As I slide away, all salt water crashing on rocky shores, you walk back, dip your toes into the water, and sit on the rocks with your patience and presence you only conjure when I've gone out to sea. It works every time. All that angry water slows down, stills, and rests at your feet. I want to believe it'll be different. I want to believe that this time you'll see me and the fantasy of love I've projected onto you will manifest into something deep and meaningful, and that little part of me that is always clinging to you can calm down. While I have your attention, give it to me slowly. Tease me with the intensity of your gaze until I can't sit still anymore. Lace your fingers with mine and pull me toward you. Tell me, whisper in my ear that you want me. Tell me to undress for you as you brush your lips with mine before sitting on my bed. As I work to unzip my dress in a rush to get to the relief of feeling your cock push into my body, you tell me to slow down and turn around to help me with the zipper. You push my hair over my shoulder, and I feel the soft tug of the zipper move down my back, separating my dress in two. Exposing my pale back. I feel the dress drop to my feet and your warm hands grip my waist, thumbs pushing into the muscles flanking my spine. The heat of your mouth follows your thumbs as you kiss the dimples on my lower back, making your way down as you push me to step forward. You tell me to bend over, and as I push my hips toward your face, you're off the bed and on your knees, those thumbs of yours pushing my ass open. Move further down to see if my pussy is as wet as you want her to be. She must be, because the reward of your mouth, your tongue pushing between her lips while one hand grips the top of my thigh and the other grabbing my ass, are the sensations that I am drowning in. I bend more, spreading my legs open wider, the pressure of your tongue tip teasing the bottom of my clit. All I can hear in my head is, I want you, I want you, I want you. I am both wildly turned on and ashamed. I know this will be pleasurable, even more so than it currently is, but we'll go back to being icy glaciers towards each other, because you'll leave, go silent, disappear for a while. And I'll have to cover and cool my anger with ice to calm it down and wait it out for the next time one of us lets our ice thaw. For now, your tongue sliding back and forth against my slick, delicate skin, making me hotter, more eager, impatient to press my entire body against yours. You take your hand off my ass, and I see between my legs you're working to unbuckle your belt and unbutton your jeans. I watch as you take your mouth off of me, pull your jeans over your hips, exposing your rigid cock. I watch you stroke it as you return to my pussy, pushing your tongue harder against me. I see the tidy bead of pre-cum at the tip of you. I want to lick it off, but instead you pull my hips toward you, holding your cock steady, telling me to sit. And taking my knees wider, I lower myself onto you. Feeling your cock push and stretch and demand until you are all the way in and my hips are settled on yours. You grip my hips again and I bounce relentlessly on you, wondering why we ever stopped this. How could we stop when it always feels this good? I feel you reach forward, fingertips pressing against my clit as I feel your mouth on my shoulder. You ask if I'm going to come for you, and I tell you, of course I am. But you'll have to tell me when. Reaching back, I wrap my arm around your neck, fingertips grazing the familiar landscape of your skin. I want this forever and never again. You push and push and push into me. With every thrust, I feel my pussy demanding more, more from you, and then more from me if you can't give it. She's going to want me to walk away if you can't give it, and we all know you can't. I know walking away isn't something I do either. So we keep living in this limbo of pleasure mixed with the ache of separation and missing and wanting and hoping things will be better different. It's no surprise when you tell me to come, I erupt. The contractions of my pleasure pulling on you, pulling you in as far as I can get you in, as my voice fills the room one more time before you go.